What was your top takeaways from what you heard from President Trump yesterday?
Well, I would say the top takeaway is, you know, certainly very glad that President Trump is again reemphasizing his support for E15. I think, as you know, Scott, that's been the top priority of the North Dakota corn growers, national corn growers, to try and expand the domestic use of corn in our country. And nothing does that quicker and benefits both the corn farmer and the American consumer. And that's higher blends of ethanol in our gas supply. You know, not only reducing that supply of corn to help with the economics of producing corn for the farmer, but also lowering the price of gas at the pump so that consumer is getting the benefit as well. So we've just always seen this as a win-win. Certainly the congressional action from last week where, you know, a lot of work went in between the petroleum industry and the corn growers to come to a compromise, to a solution that would have allowed E15 year round. That was not included in the spending packages. And that really hit the corn growers hard. We were really counting on that news. We were quite disappointed that never came to fruition. And we're certainly hopeful now that President Trump is back expressing his support for E15, stating that he will sign any bill that comes across his desk that has that inclusion in it for the year-round E15. And hopefully that helps Congress and the appropriators to move forward with a provision for that.
And I am bully for ethanol, always have been. But I know some people, and it's confusing, right? E10, E88. I mean, there's so many different varieties. Like I'm a fifth grader, explain what E15 is, number one, and number two, what it would do for demand for corn, because that's why we're bully for it, right? I mean, anything we can do to create more of, keeping corn here and literally here, as in, the closest ethanol plant to you would be where? I forget where, how far away you are from.
From closest plant to our farm is in Underwood, North Dakota, is the.
So that's the goal. In other words, then yep. Paul doesn't have to put his corn and ship it to Minneapolis or whatever. We're trying to create more demand. That's the deal. But what is E15 and what kind of demand increase would it create?
Sure. So E 10 versus E15, that's the inclusion rate of ethanol with your petroleum gasoline. So at E10, which, you know, a lot of the 87 octane, when you pull up to the pump, it's most likely your cheapest option there. That has up to a 10% blend of ethanol with the petroleum gasoline. That's been the standard fuel for decades now in the United States. E15 has been around for a long time, but one of the perceived issues with E15 was that maybe moving to higher blends of ethanol could cause some problems more from a vapor issue at the pump more than a performance issue, let's say. So it really wasn't an argument of will my car perform well with E15 in it? It was more of some concerns, which weren't founded and have been proven to be wrong, that when you're filling your car at the gas pump and you see that little bit of vapor vaping off, that having a higher blend of ethanol could eventually, you know, cause that vaporing to be more. But that's not true. So that's been debunked. E15 is available, when it is available, is going to run in every vehicle that pulls up to the pump. And what you're going to find is that the inclusion of a 15% blend ethanol will increase your octane rating, increase the performance of your car's engine, no harm to your car. It's warrantied. It's EPA approved. So all that we need is the waiver for the federal government to say E15 can be included year round in gas pumps for retail stations. And then those retailers will have that choice of putting a 15% blend in to their gasoline supply. And then what we predict as corn growers is the consumers will demand that, and they'll demand it by buying the cheaper product at the pumps that performs just as well as what they've been used to.
And the demand also comes in the form of needing more of your corn at ethanol plants.
Yes. Yeah. So what we've determined, or has been determined, if you would go from a nationwide blend of E10 to E15, that would consume approximately 2 billion bushels of domestic corn. And to put that in perspective, the 2 billion bushels would essentially, on a very good production year like we've just come out of in 2025 across the United States with just a great corn year, it would eat up all of that domestic oversupply that we have and make us less reliant on exports and our foreign countries, whether that's political or whether it's, you know, trying to protect their domestic producers, whatever. We would put that back on our domestic shoulders and not rely on foreign interests of whether or not we have farm profitability.